It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. The revolution may be televised after all, just not in the way Gil Scott-Heron considered in 1970. Instead, everyone will be transmitting from their personal hand-sized computer. Last week, Periscope joined Meerkat in the race to establish a generic platform for live streaming video through Twitter accounts. Both are quick, easy-to-use apps that allow anyone with a cell phone to turn it on during their local town council meetings or school board meetings, potentially radicalizing small-town politics. Of course, it will mostly be used at concerts and by tourists walking around exotic locales. But in the past week, the number and quality of technological breakthroughs that could be used for good by all wired citizens soon was breathtaking. Micron and Intel announced new 3D NAND technology, stacking layers of flash cells vertically to increase density. Now, quote, 2.5-inch SSDs could come in 10 terabyte capacities compared to the 1 terabyte drives that laptops max out at today, unquote, according to Wired magazine. So computers and tablets and phones are about to hold many more apps and songs and videos and are also about to work faster as 5G standards get adopted. The Economist says the new 5G, quote, networks will need to have a latency response time of about 1 millisecond. The speed at which two devices can begin to communicate with one another over today's 4G networks is about 50 milliseconds and around 500 milliseconds for the still widely used 3G services, unquote. Some of the shiny new rollouts can be scary, too. Slate reported last week about string rays, devices which pretend to be cell towers so mobile devices will be tricked into connecting to them and revealing their data, and manufactured by the Florida-based Harris Corporation. There's also a cheaper version called a Kingfish, and both can skim call and messaging logs, geolocation data, and handset information. Some of the new innovations, though, are meant for good. The Freedom of the Press Foundation released a new version of SecureDrop last week, their open-source whistleblower system for media organizations to communicate with anonymous sources and receive documents from whistleblowers. The Toronto Globe and Mail and Gawker Media are among the early adopters for SecureDrop. Others harness the new breakthroughs for their own purposes. On March 30th, Jay-Z launched a streaming music service called Tidal with Beyonce, Daft Punk, Kanye West, Arcade Fire, and Rihanna as co-owners contributing exclusive content. Tidal reportedly has higher artist royalties than Spotify and definitely costs more, with subscriptions at $20 for a high-definition streaming and $10 for regular quality with no free ad-supported option. The higher version has sound quality said to be similar to Neil Young's Pono app. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.